Good on you for your generosity. Morning, Jeff.
Yeah, good morning.
Now, you've sent something down or been able to get something down to Buchan.
Not myself directly, but we just noticed on the local King Lake website there's a chap from New G, a logging contractor, and his family were organising out some trucks to take hay, if it could be donated, directly into Buchan. That happened yesterday. He took a load of his own hay and a second truck, and last night we finished loading two trailers with a total of 99 round bales of quality King Lake hay.
Gee, that's phenomenal, Jeff.
Yeah, it left at 4 o'clock this morning, so it'll be sort of well into East Gippsland by now. But look, the contractor Brett, he tells me that it's quite a long trip up under police escort to Buchan, and only allowing two trucks at a time to travel in convoy. So we wanted to get the stuff in nice and early today so it can go out where it's really needed in the paddocks.
99 hay bales to Buchan. I noticed you dropped the word King Lake, and I'm more than aware of they had some dreadful bushfires 10 years ago. Were you actually involved at the time?
Absolutely. It was 11 years ago in February 2009. My word, our property was almost taken out by the fires. Left only a few acres in the middle with our sheds and house on it. Most of my neighbours lost their houses. King Lake was destroyed on that occasion. Similarly in Marysville and so many other places, and lives were lost. And look, it all comes back, I guess. Goes around, comes around again. But wasn't my effort or my wife Lisa's effort. We originally hailed from Swift's Creek, which is right in the middle of the fires.
At Omeo Way.
Yeah, Omeo. Yeah, it was the Omeo Forest District when I was working there as a forestry officer. And I married my wife Lisa from Swift's Creek. So we have a real affinity with that area, and I've been back many times working as an environmental contractor for Vic Forests.
Well, well done to you, Jeff, and Lisa, for getting the hay bales down to Buchan. To Donna, who's got enough to fill 160 acres.